This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For several months now, we've been traveling around the state talking to people who make useful things with their hands. We're calling this series Artisans of Michigan. This time, we're in Tecumseh, Michigan, in Mike Thompson's garage. Some people call him Canoe Mike because, among other things, he makes wood canoes. How did he learn?
I read a book. I was working in Maine. And I talked to a guy, one of my coworkers, said that he had built five canoes, and he told me the name of the book that he, you know, used to build the book, learn how to do it. I bought the book and literally read that book for 5 years before I got up the nerve to try it. And that boat's still in operation.
What drew you to making boats? Why boats?
To fish.
It's a lot cheaper to go to Cabela's and get something.
Well, it's cheaper to go to the grocery store. But I've always had boats. I've always liked boats. And if we went in the backyard, you'd see I've got three or four of them back there. So it was a natural thing to say, well, I think I can do that.
Now, most of the time, Canoe Mike builds canoes, but his latest finished project is like a rowing shell.
It's called the Liz. It's an 18-foot pulling boat, but it's designed to have a drop-in rowing unit, which is a sliding seat, which is the same thing that the racing shells use. It's a wood strip construction, quarter-inch by three-quarter-inch strips, glued together and then covered with fiberglass inside and out.
Tell me about the oars.
Well, the oars are made out of redwood, and that makes them very lightweight, and I'm hoping that they're strong enough. I'm going to give them a try and see. That's the fourth set of oars that I've made, because I've also built a 14-foot rowing sailing boat. It's a good rowing boat, but it's a fixed seat. I don't get the exercise that I'll get out of this boat.
Why would a rowing boat be interesting to you?
It's pretty.
It's not for fishing, though.
Actually, I have things that I'd fasten to the gunwale, and I put a rod in there and set a lure out when I'm rowing. And I've got to be careful where I row so I don't go through the weeds, but I drag lures behind and I actually catch fish that way.
Mike Thompson says his first year out of retirement, he built four boats. But he's not going to do that again. It ate up all of his fishing time. Now he does one boat during the winter, and the rest of the time he's found something that doesn't take quite as much time.
I make boats, but in addition to that, I make paddles. I make stand-up paddles. I make bent shaft paddles, all kinds of canoe paddles, laminated shafts, laminated blades. And I've started making Greenland-style kayak paddles as well.
Thompson says you can drop by, talk with him while he works, but he likes to work alone most of the time.
I don't think I can do it any other way. I worked in construction for 41 years, and my work was always subject to being critiqued. I don't have to worry about that. If I mess up, then I fix it, you know, and the finished product is all that matters.
He says he'll build a canoe or boat to show at the various shows or display at big stores, but he'd rather a customer just tell him what they want, and he'll build it. That's Mike Thompson in Tecumseh, our latest Artisan of Michigan.